Hey, take that Roman candle out of your butt and listen to episode 9 of the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast. On this week's episode of the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, Silver Wolf will share more of his favorite links to you, plus a review of Big Brain Academy and Superman Returns. And will we have an episode the week after next? All this and more on this week's episode of the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast. The theme song for this week's podcast, The Rock, and the closing theme song, Wait, is by Kanto 6, and is from the Podsafe Music Network. Please visit them at music.podshow.com. And now, here's the man who likes playing with fire on the 4th of July.
It's fire! Fire! Fire!
Here is Silver Wolf!
Hello everyone, once again, to another edition of the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, and of course, I'm Silver Wolf. I hope you all had a wonderful 4th of July Day weekend. I did. First off, my life so far is going pretty good. I just got out of summer school, which is a really good thing. So now I have went all Wednesday long to either do this podcast or just sit back, relax, and just enjoy the summer. Also, last week, my cousins came over for 4th of July weekend. I couldn't spend too much with them because I had work and all, but I have spent some time with them. And we went to the Museum of Science and Industry, we went to the Sox game, and they went to Cantigny, which is a national park / museum / has a whole bunch of very interesting stuff, but it's mostly focused on, World War One, Two, just the military in general. It's a really nice place. If you're ever in Illinois, find out more about it, and it's a really interesting place. I haven't been there in years. It's been a while since I went there, but I have went to the Museum of Science and Industry. For those who don't know what the Museum of Science and Industry is, it's a museum about science and industry, and it's actually right on the border of Lakeshore Drive. So if you're ever in Chicago, go down Lakeshore Drive. I forgot which direction. I think it's, well, anyway, just go down Lakeshore Drive, away from the city, and you'll find yourself, and the museum is just right there to your right. You can't miss it, and it's a really interesting museum. It has a bunch of great exhibits, and just a little word of advice: get there early, because there's one exhibit that you have to check out. It's called The Coal Mine, and what's interesting about this is that it actually simulates an actual coal mine. And you get to learn about what kind of tools they used and, all sorts of cool stuff. And it gets really crowded during the day, so I recommend you get there early. And when I went there, I experienced a sight that I never thought I would see at that museum, which is no wait for the coal mine, because usually the wait for that exhibit usually stretches out for 20 minutes. Just to have a 30-minute tour of the coal mine. So that's really nice, really nice benefit of getting there early. They also have great temporary exhibits. This year they have one on frogs and one on Leonardo da Vinci. I never got a chance to look that up and look at it because we all had really no interest in learning about Leonardo. Sure, it was a great inventor, but I don't know. We just never really got a chance to look at it. But we did have a look at the new U505 exhibit. In case you don't know what the U505 is, it's a captured German submarine that they brought to Chicago. And when they first brought it to the museum, it was actually left outside, and so people can just take a nice, you know, nice tour through it. But it's been there for like, oh, God knows how long, and it's been, you know, getting rusty, it's falling apart, it's just on the verge of complete destruction, and the thing's a national landmark too, so it does need, like, you know, some new home. So what the museum did is that they raised money to actually build an underground exhibit just, you know, just a little underneath the museum, so they can store this in a nice climate controlled environment, and they can rarely clean it. All they gotta do is just brush off the dust and all sorts of other things. And plus, with this new exhibit, they actually explained some more stuff that I never even knew about the U-boat, because it was just a tour through the boat. But now it has like interactive exhibits, has videos playing everywhere, and all sorts of other cool stuff. It's a really interesting exhibit, and I think just for the tour, I think it's like an additional $5 just to take a tour of it. But it's money well spent. You really get to learn about a lot about this huge, I mean, this thing is huge. It's a huge U-boat, and the history behind it is really fascinating. In fact, when the United States captured this boat, I think it also reduced the length of the war by at least a few months, because there were so many historical documents. There was, like, you know, documents and plans and all sorts of other things. The boat has a really neat history to it, so it's definitely something to check out whenever you're in Chicago. And yeah, that's pretty much it. We also looked at some other exhibits, but that was practically it. Then Saturday, Sunday, I had work, and then Monday, July 3rd, we went to the Baltimore Sox game, which probably a lot of you have heard that Baltimore just manhandled the world champion Sox, and everybody was just devastated. The score was 8-1, and the Sox got 3 or 4 errors in one inning. Hang on. It was such a really big disappointment. But hey, they came back the next day. They came back on July 4th, and, you know, they really turned the tide on that game. So don't count the Sox out just yet for another playoff or another championship. But still, it was also my first time I actually went to Comiskey Park ever since they changed it to U.S. Cellular Field. And, you know, they really changed things for the better. The fundamentals area, which is just a small kids area where kids can learn the basics of, you know, just playing baseball, from pitching to hitting to running and all sorts of other things. It's such, like, a, you know, very unique experience for kids. But the only problem is I couldn't really do anything because I'm 20 and it's only for kids 14 years or younger. So yeah, I wish I was young again, but you know, like that young again, but can't do anything now. But even though the Sox did lose that night, the park made up for that loss with a really great fireworks display. They played patriotic music in the background because it was the 4th of July weekend, and you know, it was just a really nice fireworks display. Then on the 4th of July, my cousins, you know, they just flew back on the 4th of July. Even though I could have asked them how was, you know, the airport was like on the 4th of July, because I kept on having the feeling that, you know, like, it's the 4th of July, people are probably, you know, rushing to either Orlando or New York or any other city in the United States. I don't know, I'll ask them next time. But on the 4th of July, I just spent almost the entire day finishing up papers and a whole bunch of other stuff that I had to do for my class the next day. So I, you know, just to finish it off. But, you know, I didn't really have any big plans to watch fireworks or anything. I just wanted to get my homework done. But, you know, even though I'm patriotic, I still honored the 4th of July a little bit. I played a little patriotic music while I was typing out the paper, and I, you know, just watched a bunch of, you know, fireworks going off, and, you know, even though I had a lot of work to do on the 4th of July, it was just still real. It was just a great, still just a great day, just because I got everything finished, and then, you know, I got class the next day, and finished that, and right now summer school is done. I'm set, I got credits in, and, you know, all I'm waiting for is just the fall, like, the next fall semester, and hopefully the spring semester if I can get into the Walt Disney World College program. Yeah, that's about it. Other than that, I bought a new portable external hard drive for my computer because my computer is really... It was really, you know, being clogged up with all sorts of memory of, like, videos and music and all sorts of other stuff. I just need to clean most of it out. And I cleaned out, about 20 gigs worth of stuff on my hard drive for this computer, and moved it onto the portable hard drive, which is 100 gigs of Antwi Seagate's really nice one. And, you know, I also deleted some stuff that I didn't really need. So right now, I have half of my hard drive completely unoccupied. So let's let more downloading begin, or something, or let my computer be faster, you know, that kind of stuff. Other than that, that's about it. And I'll be explaining something that I had the week after next a little bit later on the show. But first off, let me share you some of my links that I found out recently. Now, I wish I can show you this calendar, like, you know, show you my favorite links from this count from this date and page a day calendar that I bought last year, you know, just for this year. And, you know, I wish I can just share most of them with you. I'll probably do that in the future, or maybe next year, but I still have, you know, a lot of pages on this thing, and, you know, chances are I'm probably gonna find a really nice link. Like this one right here, it's called jumptheshark.com. This is a really interesting website because, you know, when you watch, actually, let me give you a little backstory on this. The phrase jump the shark, it's actually referring to an episode of Happy Days where the Fonzie, jumped the shark to, you know, boost ratings. And, you know, there's like a whole bunch of other shows before Happy Days and even right now that so-called, quote-unquote, jump the shark, you know, just to grab ratings. And this website tells you, like, you know, people say when a certain show jumped the shark, or even better, never jumped the shark, and people vote on it saying that, oh, this, you know, this, like, say, Fear Factor jumped the shark the first minute, or, you know, stuff like that. You know, it's just a very funny website just to see when a show jumped the shark, and it doesn't really say if the show jumped the shark, it just, you know, just some small suggestions of when certain shows jumped the shark, and there's a whole list of old television shows, and, you know, you might find your favorite there, and, you know, favorite canceled show or favorite show in personal, you know. It's a really funny website. They also have a book out, actually a couple books, with, you know, information of when not only television shows, but when music bands, movies, celebrities, when they jump the shark just to, you know, gain publicity. So, jumptheshark.com, it's a really interesting website, and, you know, if you're wondering why a show got canceled or why a show is going downhill, You know, there's probably an explanation for it. Also, another website that I found out is called YouretheManNowDog.com, or the extended one, the, you know, the better version of the website. It's YTMND. YTMND, which is short, which is the abbreviation for You're the Man Now, Dog. And what the original YouretheManNowDog.com is actually just a Google, no, actually not a Google, a GeoCities page, where it just has a picture of Sean Connery all over the place, and it just says YouretheManNowDog.com, and it's just Sean Connery repeating the same phrase over and over. You're the man now, dog. You're the man now, dog. You're the man now, dog. And now, there's also a bunch of other sites that are kind of copying the so-called success of this website, where it's just a picture or an animated GIF, a saying, and a sound. And a lot of, and it's a really big trendy site, and they also jumpstart a lot of trends, too. It's a really funny website, and just making a You're the Man Now Dog page is really simple. All you need is a picture or a phrase and just some sort of sound. And the website is funny too because it's so random. I mean, you would never expect, you know, like Captain Picard from Star Trek Next Generation punching Batman in the face, or Conan O'Brien becoming a tiger handheld, or something. It's just complete randomness, and it's a really funny site. You can actually vote on your favorites, and yeah, it's a really funny website. Just go to ytmnd.com. I'll have links to both these websites in my in the blog at mew345. blogspot.com. And like I said before, it's both the websites are just, you know, just random sites that I found, and they are very, very interesting. And now my review of Big Brain Academy for the Nintendo DS. Now, what Big Brain Academy is, it just takes the concept of Brain Age and it's just a little more advanced. They train your brain in 5 different categories like memorization, analyzation, identify, compute, think, you know, all sorts of other things. And there's also a bunch of, it's actually more challenging than Brain Age because there's so many mini games. They're very fun, very addictive, and, you know, very challenging too. And depending on how well you did with all these mini games, they actually, instead of calculating an age for your brain, they actually weigh your brain in grams. And the heavier your brain, the smarter you are. So this game is just another way of, you know, practicing, you know, memorization and all sorts of other stuff. And like I said before, these mini games are really challenging. And also, it's just Brain Age, but, you know, it's, you know, just more games and more challenge and all sorts of other stuff. But it's $20. It's a worth the game if you want to expand a little more on your Brain Age training. And it's just a really fun game. I recommend this. The only problems that I have with this game are, even though it has more challenges than Brain Age, it's still the same concept as Brain Age. And also, the game, like trying to reach the platinum medal for all these games, it's just a little too hard. I mean, it's challenging, but it's a little too challenging. But still, this is a really nice title to pick up. It's educational. It's $20. You get what you pay for. There's enough mini games and enough challenge to last you just a few months. And no, it's just good fun, and you're learning, and you're exercising your brain a little bit. It's just a really fun game. Anyway, I just give this game an 8 out of 5. It's just a really fun game to check out. And like I said, $20. Get it. It's fun. And also, especially with the new DS Lite that's out, which I tried out at Best Buy when I picked up my portable hard drive, and let me just tell you, the difference between the two systems is simply remarkable. I just wish I just waited a little bit longer just to get this new system, but, you know, I'm just happy with my DS, so, you know, is the DS Lite's just a little upgrade, and I don't know. Let me get out of my brain with the DS Lite. Let's move on to my next review of Superman Returns. Now, I saw this movie yesterday with two different views of this movie in my head. Some people say that this movie was great. Some people say this movie was bad, or, you know, somewhere in between. In my opinion, as a moviegoer, it's actually not bad of a movie. It has great special effects. The acting was great. Kevin Spacey was awesome as like Lex Luthor, and it's just a really nice film. You know, just to take the family to. It's a really nice film, and you know they kind of give a little backstory to why Superman left, and the storyline is it's kind of easy to follow because you know Superman returns from, you know, trying to search for his soul and Krypton, and you know he comes back and you know the whole world is just turned upside down. Lois Lane is just about to be married, and she has a son, and you know just like Superman's been gone for like, you know, years, and you know all his life's just turned around, and he's still the Man of Steel and pretty much everything. Even though I explained most of the plot in the movie before, like, you know, just a few seconds ago, but I just want to, you know, add on to it. Lex Luthor just got out of prison. He found out the secrets of Superman's Fortress of Solitude. He found the crystals that are in it, and what he wants to do is that he wants to combine it with kryptonite and create a whole new world that's, you know, kind of like Krypton, with like advanced technology and all sorts of other cool stuff. And once again, it's up to Superman to stop him. And that's pretty much the entire movie in a nutshell. It's a pretty good storyline. You know, bad guy wants to rule the world, and the superhero has to stop him. And the person who plays Superman, Brandon Routh, you know, he kind of reminds me of Christopher Reeve a little bit, because he looks so much like him in, you know, almost every way, and he plays such a great Superman, because, you know, when he's Clark Kent, he's usually, sometimes nervous. He looks definitely like a nerd, and when people are, you know, just inches away from finding out he's Superman, he's always so nervous, and, you know, he just plays a really nice Superman. And Kate Bosworth plays a really good Lois Lane. She's a really beautiful woman, and you know the acting was great. The only problems I have with this movie is that in some scenes the movie does get kind of slow. Yet they try to, you know, hyping up the action a little bit with, like, you know, minor crimes and robberies and all sorts of other interesting action scenes. The movie is still pretty slow at some points, and also the dialogue could have been a little bit better, but still, I really enjoyed this. I mean, I don't really care what other people think. I enjoy this. I'm not gonna see it again though, but it's definitely just, you know, check it out as a just catch a matinee show, like, because, you know, it's like probably on a weekend or something. It's just like a really nice film to watch if you have nothing else to do. It's really nice. All in all, this is a pretty decent film. Not the best film of the summer so far, but, you know, it's just definitely worth checking out. All in all, I just give this movie 4 out of 5 stars. It's good, but not that good. And, you know, it's just something, you know, worth watching. You got nothing else to do. And also, coming up in the future with movie reviews, I'm gonna see Cars over the weekend and the new Pirates of the Caribbean film, which, according to, like, you know, the time of this recording, opens today. And speaking of pirates, last time I talked about my views on the recent changes to Pirates of the Caribbean. Well, I saw these recent changes for both Walt Disney World and Disneyland via podcasts and the internet and, you know, people just sharing videos of this new attraction. And, you know, after viewing these videos, I encouraged the change for Pirates of the Caribbean, because they actually made the ride a little bit, you know, they just added some cool stuff. Like, the Davy Jones effect is awesome. Actually, it's a mist effect where it looks like a waterfall and you're gonna look right, go right through it, but it's actually just a mist. And then you see Captain Barbossa commanding the ship, and then you see the Jack Sparrow figurines. And let me tell you, when I first saw these, I thought, dang, these things look real. I mean, the Jack Sparrow figures really, really stand out. And, you know, probably when I go to Disney World sometime in the future, or Disneyland, and ride this thing myself, I'll give a better opinion on this. But so far, the look of the ride and the changes, you know, it hasn't really affected the entire true experience of the original Pirates of the Caribbean itself. But they just, you know, they just added up a little bit and, you know, taking the very popular movie franchise and just expanding a little bit. It's just, they're really nice additions to the ride. So I applaud the Imagineers for adding on the new Jack Sparrow and Barbossa and Captain Davy Jones, or whatever his name is. And, you know, I applaud the Imagineers for it. It's really cool. And, you know, I just hope for more change. Right now, I just hope for more changes in the future when the next Pirates of the Caribbean film comes out next year. Or next year or two. I'm not too sure when, but they're currently creating a third film, and right now I'm just waiting for Orlando Bloom and especially Keira Knightley. Whew. So yeah, I applaud once again to the Imagineers for the changes for Pirates of the Caribbean. You guys are doing a great job, and I just hope for more changes for other attractions in the future. But once again, don't change the entire attraction, please. And also, once again, as long as there's, and like what Walt Disney said, as long as there's imagination left in the world, Disneyland will never be complete. So, there. That's it. And right now, I just want to, you know, explain something a little bit about the next show. I'm going to have assist surgery in the future, and it's going to be a week or two of recovery. I still am not sure whether to have a podcast a week after next or not, but chances are, if you subscribe to this podcast or you visit my blog at mew345.blogspot.com frequently, I can tell you whether or not we are going to have a show. But other than that, I am not too sure. But just keep an eye on your podcast aggregator like iTunes or iPodder or whatever you use. Just keep an eye on that. And yeah, hopefully I will be doing it. Chances are I'll just be using my voice recorder, or maybe I can just use the mic I'm using. But I still don't know. I'm gonna be just recovering from a really, really nasty surgery, so I don't know, but keep an eye out for the next show. Other than that, I'm just gonna take it easy, and, you know, just wait out a little bit, but I'll be back. This is just, like, you know, a temporary setback for both myself, my parents, and my job, and this podcast, and pretty much everything. So once again, if you're wondering if there's no show the week after the next, that means I couldn't do anything. But if there is, well, whoop-de-doo, I got another show. So yeah, new show next time, I don't know. But otherwise, that does it for me. So, you know, I'll let my announcer Raleigh just close this show out right now. Anyway, I hope you all had a wonderful 4th of July Day weekend. I hope you all have a terrific rest of the summer, because, you know, it's almost over with. Just if you're a college student or a high school student or a elementary school student, it's the new school year is coming up. So just get ready. Get those books, get those pencils, the folders, the spirals, the trapper keepers, the thingamabobs, the calculators, the PDAs, whatever you use, get those ready, because you probably find out next day you might need to go back to class and holy crap, I wasted the entire summer. So yeah, Raleigh, just play the song and get us out of here. I am done. I really need to get ready for the surgery soon. So yeah, see you next time, folks. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Civil War Audio Blog Podcast. Please visit the blog at mew345.blogspot.com. Be sure to email CivilWolf at CivilWolf2006@gmail.com. Subject, podcast. Also, please review this show on iTunes. We are very, very desperate. You can also view CivilWolf's MySpace page at myspace.com/CivilWolf2006. Once again, the music for this show comes from the PodSafe Music Network. Please visit them at music.podshow.com. On behalf of CivilWolf, this is Raleigh the Announcer saying goodbye, God bless America, and we'll see you next time.